Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4 in Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 189, Ad Blocking, Part 2. If you've missed Part 1, make sure you start there first, as it explores the rise of ad blockers and the reasons people use them.
Ad blocking. How improving user experience will save digital marketing. The use of ad blockers is on the rise worldwide. In the beginning of 2014, 121 million users were browsing the internet with ad blockers turned on. By June 2015, that number jumped to 198 million. That's a 60% increase in just 18 months. This podcast will look at reasons people use ad blockers. It will also provide several tactics marketers can use to help them thrive at reaching their intended audience in spite of ad blockers. There are several reasons consumers block ads. Poor user experience is an overarching one. Take, for example, ads that create screen clutter, hide desired content, or slow down page load times. The risk of being infected with malware or the misuse of data is another reason. And add to the list the fact that many users feel the ads they're being served aren't worth checking out. So how can marketers thrive in spite of this? Despite the angst over ad blockers, marketers have faced and overcome similar adversity in the past. Johnny Ryan of the anti-ad blocking firm PageFair likens the trend to a television remote control. When the device became commonplace, television viewers took control of whether they stuck around for the ads or changed the channel. Advertising didn't die. Instead, advertisers adapted and learned how to provide viewers with more relevant commercials. Another reason to breathe a bit easier, Ryan's firm conducted a survey of people who use ad blockers and found that they are willing to accept ads. No, they don't like ads with audio or video that can't be skipped and only a handful, 10% to be exact, consider pop-up ads acceptable, but the majority said they are willing to have less intrusive ads in their web feed, such as text and display ads, and perhaps video ads that give the option of being skipped. But overcoming or working around ad blockers isn't as easy as developing a text ad. The answer goes much deeper. After all, a small internet monster has been created, and web users are wary. By looking back at the reasons why users download ad blockers in the first place, marketers can begin to strategize their next move. A good starting point is improving the user experience. If UX around ads is improved, users may not feel the need to block advertisements. The key is to create quality ads in which consumers find value. AdBlock Plus, the world's leading ad blocker, started a campaign to make acceptable ads. Here's what they look like, according to the manifesto. Number 1, acceptable ads are not annoying. Number 2, acceptable ads do not disrupt or distort the page content we're trying to read. Number 3, acceptable ads are transparent with us about being an ad. Number 4, acceptable ads are effective without shouting at us. And number 5, acceptable ads are appropriate to the site that we are on. Ads that meet these qualifications would not be blocked by AdBlock Plus. The goal of the manifesto is to make the internet a better place for everyone by getting rid of obnoxious ads. These guidelines, while specific to AdBlock Plus, capture what a good user experience looks like when it comes to online ads. Marketers may also want to consider the audience that isn't yet using ad blockers. To reverse the reason ads get blocked in the first place, marketers need to improve UX and provide value through ad content. Consider these four ideas. First, give web users something within the ad they can't get elsewhere. Price discounts, product information, or even an easy way to reach you all make ads more relevant. Second, more and more people are becoming individualized and pushing against demographic stereotypes. They want to be talked to as if you know everything about them. With that in mind, use purchase histories to personalize content. Statistics tell a greater story. More than half of consumers say personalized ads are more educational, and more than one-third say they are memorable. Third, ensure web users can take action because of your ad. If your car dealership ad pops up on the screen of a user who was just conducting new car searches, but your dealership is well outside the user's geographic location, your ad just became irrelevant. And fourth, on mobile, be respectful of the user by timing app ads to correspond with a break in the action, specifically when the user may have reason to be excited or happy, like getting to the next level of a game, or logging time or distance after a workout. Native advertising is another way to improve user experience. Native ads mimic a site's look and feel, and they feature sponsored content versus overt ad messaging. Native ads, such as search ads, paid listings, advertorials, or branded content, are less likely to be ignored than standard display ads. With native advertising, marketers help develop ads and content that complement a site and are what users expect to find there. Native ads, though, are not a cure-all to ad blocking. Third-party companies serve native ads to multiple sites. Ad blocking software may target these native ads because they aren't actually published by the individual sites on which they appear. Scaling native ads across the web actually could be working against them. At issue is whether ads that appear across hundreds of disparate websites using automated technology can really be native, that is, thoughtfully developed to meet user expectations for each unique site. To improve user experience for online advertising, websites also can start dealing directly with advertisers. Third-party ad ecosystems contribute to intrusive, slow-loading ads. Dealing directly with advertisers could create more valuable ads for users. To improve user experience, the value of ads must be increased so that blocking them loses appeal. Another alternative is to get whitelisted. The option does exist to pay ad blockers. Google paid the creator of Adblock Plus to be whitelisted. In other words, added to a list of approved publishers to prevent some of its ads from being blocked. However, getting whitelisted doesn't improve user experience, which is at the heart of why people use ad blockers. For those in the industry who have stepped back to take a longer, deeper look at web ads and the state they are in today, they point to one word as the next step for marketers: creativity. Pagefair's Ryan said in an interview, "We need marketers to start to think about a web with fewer ads on it, with ads that are more effective at building brands. I don't think the answer to that is an answer of technology. I think it's an answer of creativity." Ryan challenges marketers to think about how they would start web advertising anew, knowing what they know now. His guess is that they would build brands rather than sell stuff. Brands that do well and build a following understand what's behind data. And that's what Endler points to when challenging marketers. He says, rather than objecting to the rejection of our content, why not get curious about why we're getting rejected and change it? He goes on to say, it's the data that will tell a story, and not just the data on the surface. So instead of counting how many retweets your social media post gained, evaluate what people are saying about the topic. It's only then that marketers will be able to piece together the puzzle to deliver a story, through an ad, perhaps that consumers want to hear. When it comes to online ads, most are ignored, even without ad blockers. But poor user experience is worse than being ignored. Bad experiences are bad for brands. Intrusive ads kill the opportunity for marketers to optimize campaigns with audience data for maximum value. Intrusive ads take away from revenue streams rather than add to them, leaving the content creation that attracts visitors underfunded. Web users will keep pushing for better user experience, as evidenced by their adoption of ad blockers, and marketers will be forced to answer. Ad blockers show the need for content and native advertising to swim in the same direction as consumer preferences and behaviors, not against. Who will meet this need in the next chapter in the ad blocking saga?
Thanks for listening to this series of podcasts on ad blocking. As always, keep on the lookout for future podcasts and make sure you check out our 4imprint podcast archive at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.